Welcome to the Fatherhood is Lit podcast, where we talk about the best of times, but also pay respect and learn from the crazier times. Our presence matters. Take a ride with us as we show the world how we make our presence felt. Fatherhood is Lit. What's good, Fatherhood, and welcome back to another episode of the Fatherhood is Lit podcast. Thank you once again for the love and support. If you haven't done so already, remember to subscribe and rate the podcast for us. It helps us out big time. Already did those things? Think about a father that you know out there and put them onto the podcast. Just don't tell them we exist. Send them one of your favorite episodes and tell them not to sleep on it. If COVID has taught me anything, it's that fathers need fathers. We might be too proud to ask other fathers for help or even look for content that helps us, but we need each other anyway. Besides finding and sharing dope things to do with your kids, being able to share what some of us go through as fathers is just as valuable. For this week's podcast, episode 90, I wanted to focus on how our kids are being built differently, why it matters, and how it feels like we have an eternity of lessons to teach, but don't have the time needed. I started to think about how our kids are built different this past week as my oldest and I started to unbox a few items we purchased the week before. If you don't know, my 14-year-old is becoming quite the reseller over here. I love entrepreneurship and love teaching my kids how to get it and how to be financially savvy. The lessons are starting to pay off. At 14 years old, he knows way more about money than I did and more than some of the adults I know now. I spoke about reselling on a few episodes, so if you need to catch up, listen to episode 51 first. It's full of reselling gems. After unpacking a few Supreme packages and those ugly Yeezy foam runners that he released that week, I was ready to put my camera down to play some video games. Wanted to get it in on Fortnite. Little man stopped me and said, "Dad, we didn't unbox everything I bought this week." I had no idea what he was talking about, but turned my camera on anyway to show the IG community what we were up to. Plus, if he asked to show it, it's a must because he doesn't do it often. I could tell he was proud. As I recorded, he pulled out two Google Nest devices. I couldn't help myself and asked him why. Why did he get them? And how much did he pay? To my surprise, he had purchased six of them for the grand price of $0. The price really didn't matter to me. What did matter was why. What the hell motivated that buy? His answer was simple and had us dying of laughter. He said, "Dad, I'm built different." If you watch the video on Instagram, you can hear me laughing as I repeated his built different line. I mean, I just couldn't let it go. It was funny as hell to me. Little man said it with the confidence of someone that cashed out on millions of dollars of Bitcoin. You know that person, the person that said that they won or that they made millions off of Bitcoin and probably didn't even purchase anything. I couldn't stop laughing and neither could wifey. But he was right. He was built different. And guess what, fellas? All of our kids are built different. The world is built different. It's not the same world we grew up in. That doesn't mean that our kids won't go through the trials and tribulations we had to go through. That's still possible. But what also is possible is that the experiences they go through might look completely different than what we had experienced. We had to learn how to cross the street while looking both ways. Now our kids have to learn to look both ways and put their damn phones down. Cars can still hit them. The same problem exists. But now they have to throw a device in the mix. The world is built different. As we grew, so did the world, and so did the way things get handled. The way we used to solve problems changed as well. Instead of using paper maps to get around the world, kids use Google Maps instead, never getting lost. I can hear another father telling his own parents that the way they did it isn't the way that works with their kids now. I know I'm always telling my parents the same shit, especially when they try to tell me how to raise my kids. The solutions to everyday problems are built different. The problems are different. And now so are our kids. Our parents might not understand that, but we do. And that's what makes fatherhood such a blessing. The real blessing there isn't that our kids are built different, but that we fathers, by being present, can help them grow and be different. We can be a huge asset at helping them grow, or we could be a detriment to that growth. Building them to be a million times better, even when we might not want to admit that to them. They are some cocky little monsters at times, and fathers, or at least I, sometimes don't know how to show that type of love every moment of the day. As I laugh with my wife about my son's built different statement, we started to joke about all the things my son and possibly your kids will never have to experience. Like doing flips on dirty mattresses outside of an abandoned building for fun. That shit was fun, but that's not what I want my kids doing, especially not now. Instead, I'm proud to be able to take them to a place like Sky High that lets them bounce around on trampolines all day and is way safer than that dirty mattress in the hood. When my son used that line, he was explaining to me that how he saw opportunities while reselling was different than what we saw. We wanted him to stick to sneakers and street brands. He saw an opportunity to expand. He didn't ask for permission. He used his own credit card to do the purchase and reminded us that he is his own boss with that move. At first, I was taken back by it, but that's exactly what we were hoping he would do someday. He had to take initiative, and he did so without hesitation. He saw an opportunity to make money with no risk at all. He got all the Nest devices for free. If you want to know how he did that, follow us on Instagram, Fatherhood is Lit, and I'll send you his Discord info. He drops those gems every day, and he hooks up other little kids with selling opportunities or free goods. Those free Nest devices could be sold for at least $50 profit. He is built different. We designed him that way, and chances are you are doing the same thing without even thinking about it. Is there an issue with that? Hell no. The world is built different. It's a blessing knowing that we dads are doing everything we can to get them ready for that new world, not just survive the old one. That doesn't mean the old lessons don't have value anymore. They do. They just might get applied differently to different things now. Once again, the goal was to build our kids different. Don't hesitate to accept it once they start showing us that they truly are being built different. We played a huge role in it. Be proud of it and continue to do so. As we talked about my son's statement during the week, it hit me that there are so many lessons we have to pass on to our kids, but it feels like we don't have enough time to do so. I guess that's why people say parenting is a lifelong thing. We started to talk about some of the things we learned as adults that our parents never took the time to teach us. And to be honest, that part scared me a bit. I started to think about all the lessons that we aren't focusing on because they simply aren't a thought yet, but maybe they should be. For example, my son is 14, which means that thing below is talking to him in a language he doesn't fully understand yet. I know the simple lesson there is to talk about sex and everything that comes with it. I will be the first to tell you that when you start that conversation, it doesn't end. It's not a one session thing. It's too big of a deal to be that. It's not just, yo, Jaden, when you and a shorty are about to get busy, put a condom on anymore. Now it's, yo, Jaden, don't ever let a shorty force you to have sex with them. Jaden, when someone tells you not to touch them, don't touch them. That lesson isn't just for sex either. It's for daily movements. Just thinking about that gets my mind racing with lessons he needs to learn. Lessons like don't drink and drive. Don't take a drink from a stranger. Better yet, don't leave your drink unattended. Or my favorite, don't fall in love with shorty because she's looking sexy in the dark. She might look nice when the lights are off, but boy, when those lights turn on, who knows? All of those lessons are things that he doesn't really need to know until he's 21. But I'm thinking about him now as he's 14 because life is different now. These kids are growing up way quicker than we are. Yo, life is full of lessons. And as the world changes, those lessons either grow or compound. Things are changing every single day, and keeping up with everything we need to teach our kids is damn near impossible. It's especially impossible when new apps or services are coming out giving kids opportunities that we didn't have. It's not just sex apps like Tinder so they can get their Netflix and chill on, but what about apps like Robinhood or Coinbase? Those things are gamified so people can enjoy trading, but it can also lead to you forgetting about fundamentals and what really drives the share price. Some things that can make life easier can also cause harm. How can we teach that if we don't have endless time to do so? Oh man, the dark side of fatherhood, I guess. Well, I'm here to tell you that it's not all bad, fellas. We might not have the time to teach them everything, but we will teach them regardless. It's going to take a lifetime to get those lessons across. And fathers like us, well, we're in it for the long haul. If you have something that worries you or that you feel you have to teach your kids about, do it. Doesn't matter when, as long as it gets done, hopefully sooner than later. In business, we say when you do good, the world opens up to help you. Fatherhood is the same way. When you focus on something you want to teach your kids, other lessons and sometimes other people come with it. It opens up and we take on the challenge like no other. That's what real fathers do. My son had me rolling when he hit me with the "I'm built different" line. Heck, I'm built different? What kind of shit is that? To be honest, I felt like punching him in the belly to show him that he is built different. He's a softie compared to what dad was at his age. But that's also the beauty of it. My son, your kids, they don't need to live life the way we did growing up. Even if we had it good, we want our kids to be better. We want them to be built different because the world is different and changes every single day. The constant here is our presence and how we instill our own values to our kids. That's all we can control. We can't control the amount of time we have to teach everything, but we can control our efforts. I know I'm going all in on fatherhood and the lessons we have to pass on. And you know what? I know you're going to go all in as well. Want to know how I know? You're part of our community, and the only way you can claim that fatherhood is lit is by being built different. You are built different, so are your kids. Keep making your presence felt because we matter, fellas, and so do the lessons we pass along to our kids. Let's get it. Fatherhood is lit.